And now to the island of Hispaniola, shared by impoverished Haiti on one side and the more economically stable Dominican Republic on the other, which is why so many Haitians have traditionally crossed over to work in the sugar fields, build homes, and have children. As in the U.S., jus soli, or you're born here, you're a citizen, has long been the law of the land in the Dominican Republic, with some exceptions. But as the sugarcane industry waned and Haitians came out of the shadows to look for other jobs, concern grew, as did the exceptions. Then in 2013, the Dominican Supreme Court ruled that anyone born there but with undocumented ancestors did not have an automatic right to citizenship or even legal residency, and the ruling was retroactive. And tomorrow, the government says that after 7 p.m., anyone who can't show papers, something hard to do in a country with few birth certificates, will be subject to deportation. So hundreds of thousands of Haitians and people of Haitian descent have been scrambling to abide. And yesterday, opponents of that ruling were out in the streets of New York protesting at a Black Lives Matter in the Dominican Republic rally. Cassandra Tayano is an associate legal officer at the Open Society Justice Initiative in New York. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
And you weren't at the protest, but you're part of the network that organized it. Why? What is the outrage behind this? And explain the Black Lives Matter in the Dominican Republic reference.
Absolutely. Well, this is particularly outrageous because this is unprecedented in our region. The Dominican Republic has the largest number of stateless people. And to clarify, this process is specifically geared towards Haitian migrants. The deadline of June 17th is the deadline for the regularization plan to bring every foreigner in the Dominican Republic in line with their regulations. However, we are concerned that it will also affect Dominicans of Haitian descent. One other thing, Robin. I mean, I am Haitian, but I was born in the U.S., so I think there's a good comparison that can be made here because although, you know, I am of Haitian background, Haitian ancestry, the fact of my birth here, you know, gives me American citizenship, and that is not contested. So it's kind of the same situation in the DR. For a long time, it wasn't contested, and now, you know, it's contested for various reasons, political, economic, et cetera.
Well, I'll explain this more. Again, the Black Lives Matter reference.
Dominicans do not describe themselves as Black. They do describe themselves as having more of a European lineage, whereas Haitians are seen as having more of an African lineage. And therefore, this is why the hashtag Black Lives Matter applies here, because generally when they are being discriminated or persecuted, it is on the basis of ethnic background.
Well, explain how we got to this point. The two countries, as we said, share the island, but a strained relationship. Dominicans periodically target Haitians for expulsion, but also recruit them as workers. So it's a population that's recruited and then shunned. Tell us more about the feelings on the ground in the Dominican Republic towards Haitians.
Absolutely. Well, the feeling is mixed. There are a number of Dominicans who welcome Haitians and Dominicans of Haitian descent in their country, but there is a large number of Dominicans who also shun them and see them as, you know, bringing their economy down and being a burden on their resources. So, yes, while the Haitian population has usually been brought to the Dominican Republic to work in the fields, work in construction, work in a number of fields that traditionally many Dominicans would not work in, in turn, and especially in times of elections, for instance, when there's high nationalist sentiment, Haitians tend to be shunned.
Well, if many of these Haitians in the Dominican Republic, or as you say, Dominicans who were born there who are of Haitian descent, are told that they have to leave, they don't have the proper paperwork, they would go back to Haiti. Couldn't they live in Haiti?
Well, there is a concern that it will be very difficult for Haiti to not only absorb them, but also for them to acclimate. I do want to clarify that there are two populations we're talking about here. We are talking about there are Dominicans of Haitian descent who are born in the Dominican Republic, have no papers from the Haitian government, and generally have no ties to Haiti. And then you have Haitian migrants who come, who go back and forth between the Dominican Republic and Haiti to work seasonally, as is common to migrant workers everywhere. So those two populations are quite different. However, because they tend to look similar, they are all subject to discrimination and possible expulsions and deportations. But they are two distinct populations with very different ideas of who they are and where they belong and where their land is and what their culture is.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the Dominican Republic will follow through on its threat to deport people who don't come up with paperwork by tomorrow at 7?
We would hope that they would not go through with the deportations and the expulsions. It seems like they are geared for that. However, they've mobilized 2,000 military personnel. They've equipped 150 inspectors to investigate people's papers. So it seems like they are geared to move forward with the deportations and the expulsions in the case of Dominican Haitians. Of course, if they are to deport people who are foreigners, who are migrants, who did not complete the regularization plan, we hope that it will be done with due process, with respect to all the international norms and conventions that they have signed on to.
That's Cassandra Teano, Associate Legal Officer for the Open Society Justice Initiative in New York. Cassandra, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.